This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Montana-based authors may be owed money as part of a $1.5 billion AI company copyright infringement settlement. Anthropic used dozens of local writers' work to train its chatbot AI tool. Some say the company should pay out more than $3,000 per title for its unauthorized use. Other writers are more worried about losing the state's literary voice. The chatbot tool is called Claude AI and is a product of Anthropic, a $183 billion artificial intelligence company. The tool now knows how to write like Montana authors like Jim Harrison, writer of Legends of the Fall and Dalva, because the chatbot trained on 23 books from that celebrated novelist, poet, and screenwriter. The company did so without permission from the estate of the late author. Harrison and his daughter, Jamie Harrison, also a writer, are two of dozens of Montana-based writers who have until March 23rd to file a claim to receive a payout from one of the largest copyright infringement settlements in the United States history. Last fall, Anthropic agreed to pay $1.5 billion to tens of thousands of U.S. copyright-holding writers and publishers for downloading their books from free copyright-infringing online sites. The settlement amounts to around $3,000 per title, split evenly between the author or the author's estate and the book's publisher. But still, the $1.5 billion settlement is less than 1% of the company's worth. Anthropic had downloaded pirated works by a veritable who's who of working Montana writers, including best-selling authors Stephanie Land, Tom McGuane, David Quammen, Kevin Canty, David James Duncan, Malcolm Brooks, Doug Peacock, Douglas Chadwick, and Michael Punky. Also eligible for settlement payouts are the estates and publishers of deceased Montana authors, including 1950 Pulitzer Prize winner A.B. Guthrie Jr. The AI company's use of literary work to build large language models and chatbots compromises the copyrights of Montana authors, both in their income from their work, but also in the Montana voice. Some Montana authors raised concerns that the settlement's one-time compensation is insufficient. Award-winning Livingston-based writer, activist, and filmmaker Doug Peacock said, "In my perspective, it doesn't teach them anything because it's just not enough of a dent in their bottom line, with the settlement less than 1% of the company's worth." Many other Montana authors were more concerned about a bigger picture question, how a rising chorus of manufactured AI voices mimicking Montana writers could undermine the state's literary identity. Last year, nearly 19 million people used Anthropic's Claude chatbot to write reports, conduct research, organize photo libraries, code websites, write short stories, and much more. Claude AI is able to accomplish those tasks in large part because the large language models that inform its responses are trained on published books, including works created by authors in Montana. Alan Paul Fern, an Oregon State University professor of robotics and AI, says books are one of the best ways to train large language models because a book constitutes a reliable data set. If you go on to just arbitrary web pages, you're scouring the web, you're going to get a lot of garbage, he said. Books, at least, have been edited. There's a nice structure to them. Some AI companies have chosen to train their tools only on books and other material that they have explicit permission to use. In the case of Anthropic, the company created a training set from books on pirated sites like Library Genesis and Pirate Library, the lawsuit found. This is why writers in Montana are now owed money. Annick Smith, a Bonner, Montana-based writer and the widow of novelist-memoirist William Kittredge, who wrote five titles that were illegally used by Anthropic, echoed concerns about authorial individuality. Smith said, "I'm all in favor of people thinking for themselves, and my big objection to AI is that it becomes a shortcut for people to allow them not to think for themselves, and that is a great detriment to the culture in general," Smith said. She believes it's important to have different kinds of actual people who live in Montana involved in preserving and telling stories. If AI plays too much of a role in the storytelling marketplace, then we'll just get stereotypical tropes recycled again and again, she said. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.